Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tom Brady, about 9 hours ago, posted something on Instagram. A really nice thank you to all the fans, you know, saying it's a real special feeling, and he's been very lucky for the past 20 years to not only have fans that, you know, support him the way they do here in New England, but to play with great teammates and play with a great organization. And then he ended it with saying, in both life and football, failure is inevitable. You don't always win. You can, however, learn from that failure, pick yourself up with great enthusiasm, and place yourself in the arena again. And that's right where you'll find me, because I know I still have more to prove. So a lot of people are saying, oh, so he's definitely coming back.
Yeah, I saw a lot on social media like, oh, Patriots, he's coming back.
But he didn't say he was coming back with the Patriots.
He didn't name any names.
You know, now there's a lot of speculation. Is he going to the Browns? Like, if Josh McDaniels go to the Browns, was he going to go to the Browns? Is he going to the Chargers? No, Josh Dolan and I know exactly where Tom Brady is going, and that would be to the XFL,
yes,
which kicks off their season next month. I believe it's February 8th and 9th. The XFL plays on Saturday and Sunday.
Really?
People.
They have
a lot
of their own rules. Yeah. Also, what does XFL stand for? Xylophone Football League?
I think it does. I think there's a xylophone in there somewhere. But, you know, I'm guessing he's going to go to the New York Guardians. He's
Makes
got
sense.
A place in New York.
Yeah.
Right?
He's
got
to go to a losing city to help them out.
And then... Or the Los Angeles Wildcats, because he's a California guy.
I can see him as a Wildcat.
Yeah, Wildcat. I mean, then there's the Houston Roughnecks. I don't know if he'll go with Houston. Yeah. The Seattle Dragons.
Definitely not the Vipers.
The Seattle Dragons, the nerdiest of all the XFL teams. The Seattle Dragons. Is that a red dragon or a gold dragon? There's the DC Defenders, the St. Louis Battlehawks, and the Tampa Bay Vipers. All of these sound like really excellent cars.
Yeah.
Or trucks also. So we think Brady's, you know.
It only makes sense. If you do the math, he won 6 rings.
Right.
In the NFL.
Here, in the NFL.
Yeah.
And now he wants to go to another league and win another ring.
Yeah. He'd be like Conor McGregor of football.
He'd be the only quarterback to do that, right?
I believe so.
Did anyone come over from the USFL and...
I don't know what that
like
is.
Win the champion. I know you're too young to know that. You know, you know, it didn't end well here.
You know, everyone thinks we suck and, you know, can't win any games. So we'll see. It'll be fun.
I think he's doing it. He's going to the XFL. Plus, you know, those are much. I mean, they're not as good athletes as the NFL. So
no, yeah, he's playing a budget,
and he's you know, there's not a lot of power in there. So
his ego is just big enough that I think he would do it.
You think so?
Yes.
I think he could. I think he would do very well in the XFL.
Like,
and they would pay him any money he wanted.
Oh, yeah. This is like the WHA to the NHL when they were just shelling out money
that
they didn't have.
Now, I counter you with, I don't know what that is.
You don't?
So, yeah.
Oh, original home of Wayne Gretzky, the Oilers,
really?
The Jets.
Oh, you are a hockey guy.
You
should include hockey in your cleanse. That'll be the real test. No hockey, no booze, no sugar.
Ice time is expensive.
Nobody's mentioned it. None of the sports stations, none of the sports journalists, nobody has said it. We're calling it right here.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first.
We're calling it.
Tom Brady's probably going to go to the XFL.
He said, don't involve me. Don't involve me.
Oh, but Tom.
This involves you.
Yeah. This is your future. Rings in 2 leagues. I'm telling you, that's it.
Yeah, congrats, Tom.
Yeah. What do you mean we're stupid? Yes, we said Tom Brady's going to go to the XFL. That's our call. XFL starting up next month. I got this text. WAF text line is 97107. Are you guys serious? Why would Tom Brady go to the XFL? Why would he ruin his legacy like that? That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Yes, it is, isn't it?
I mean,
we agree. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Either way, his legacy's kind of ruined.
Not really. No, it's not.
If he goes and plays for the Dolphins.
Okay, you got a point.
It's a total Ray Bork.
You got a point. Ray Bork ended up winning a cup once he left Boston, I believe.
Yeah, but still.
That's a terrible example, Josh.
The purple jersey. It's not black and gold. Anyway, moving on.
So he's, that's the only thing that we haven't heard from all the sports journalists and experts and stuff like that was Brady's going to the XFL.
Yeah, but it's a good chance that that's happening.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. It's probably a very slim chance. But just that's in case that happens, we'll be geniuses.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like I can see it now. We'll be on the cover of Sports Illustrated. We'll, you know, ESPN is going to want to talk to us. Couple of idiots in Boston called Tom Brady going to the XFL. We're absolutely correct.
That would make sports analysts so mad.
Oh,
at
they'd
us.
Be so angry. A couple of a pothead and some guy who's never had a fluffernutter in his life.
See, all you guys are thinking too hard. We look at it from the outside.
Right. The whole key in this business is not to think.
Yeah, you can't try too hard.
Yeah, don't think.
Try.
Don't think.
Yeah.
All right? And if he ends up in the XFL, hey!
Tom Brady, XFL.
Whee! All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.